Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome. You are in the clubhouse. It's May 19th, and this is the Mid-Pacific Country Club, the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. Ari Joma is the defending champion. We are live from the Jenny K. at Mid-Pac. Mark Fletcher, the president of Thunis, will be joining us. Ann Miller, golf writer for the Honolulu Advertiser. And Mark Souza will be with us as well. So we've got Mark on the line. That's great to know. Thanks, Greg. He's in the studio making sure everything works perfectly on this, what's going to be a partly sunny day today. We'll have a few windward and mauka showers this morning, possibly this afternoon. It's going to get hot, between 82 and 87 degrees. Winds are out of the east, only to 15 miles per hour. It's going to be an interesting day today. We've got some clouds coming up against the Ko'olau right now, and the wind pretty still. I can see it in the palm fronds, just moving things around. We've got E flight going on here. That's right. We've got A through E and the championship flight. This is the premier event for amateurs, women amateurs. It's women only, and any skill level can compete and test their skills against others. It's a great opportunity. So we're here at the Jenny K talking with Mark Souza shortly, the head golf professional here at Mid-Pac. But first, we want to thank the sponsors to make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Also brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr. Bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
And welcome to the show. Mark Souza, it's great to have you in the clubhouse. Aren't you doing rules of fishing, officiating today? Busy man.
Hi, correct. Good morning, Danielle, first of all.
Good morning.
Yeah, it is a beautiful morning. Yes, I'm the chairman of the rules committee for the Jenny K this year, and it's been a lot of fun out there today. Yesterday, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun out there today.
What time does your day start?
What time did I get here? Yesterday I got here like about a little before 6, and today I got here about 6 o'clock.
And then you're here until probably 8 at night?
Well, not really that late. I left yesterday about 7. About
was 7 close? It's a long day, and you're out in the sun all day. What kind of rules officiating did you do yesterday? What kind of questions?
Basically, we didn't have anything really major yesterday on the golf course, so we've got a rule pending now that's going to be taken care of later. But the rules that we did out there was basically Rule 24, which is the obstruction rule, the cart path rule. So we did a lot of that. And
could you explain a little bit about that?
Okay. Yeah. Rule 24 is the cart path rule. And it's basically if your golf ball is on the cart path, you get free relief from swing and stance. And where you take the relief is the nearest point of relief that the ball travels from its original position. Now, that original position might put you, the nearest relief might put you behind a tree or something, but if that's the case, that's the case. But because you always go to the nearest point of relief that gives you freedom of swing and stance.
Even if it's behind a tree?
Even if it's behind a tree.
So you got to, these are things that sometimes it works for you, and it can be very beneficial. Who'd want to swing on the cart path?
Okay? Right, right.
But obviously going behind a tree will be one stroke, two strokes, possibly.
You got to play around the tree. So there are players, especially on the tour, I've seen them where they played off the cart path.
They prefer that
because,
line.
Exactly, because the drop or the relief would put them in a worse spot to the green.
And right? That's totally okay for an amateur, too. They could hit from the cart path.
Exactly. As long as you got a, you might damage your club. But
or your hand.
Or your hand, right, correct.
Yeah, I think that's some. Even though we look at the rules and say, this is like so complicated. I mean, it's 24-5-6. Yeah, it goes on and on and on. I don't know the rules.
Right.
I know the basic rules of golf. I don't know the rules of fight. And then there's the book of the decisions. on the rules, right?
Correct. That's the book that we really look into, or we really use a lot, because the decision will give you circumstances, and usually most circumstances that happen on the golf course will be found in the decision book. So it's like
the Library of Congress, or looking into a law library where all the decisions and rulings in a case, so you can do case studies, find out what was done in the past.
Exactly. And the people that do these rules, the USGA officials in Far Hills, New Jersey, they are like retired attorneys and things like that. And the language is very precise. And for example, there's a ball, B ball, your ball, ball in play. You know, I mean, there's all these definitions for a golf ball or the golf ball.
And if you're a recreational player, or if you thought of taking up the game of golf, don't let these rules and all the decisions frighten you. Because if you're just playing to have fun, they don't have to come into play.
Exactly. And that's what the PGA's push is this year. It's the Golf 2.0, it's called. And we're trying to get those people out on the golf course that have been introduced to the game. And that's about 60,000 people that have been introduced to the game of golf, and they moved away from it. So our role as a PGA member is to get these people back into the game of golf. And one of the areas is the rules of golf. Like, hey, you know, go out there and have fun, enjoy the fresh air. But again, you still have to play the game of golf. The hole is 4 1/4 inch. Now we have forward tees. You know, we're pushing forward tees. So again, the golf course is not as long for the beginners, and we're trying to get them out there too. Also, we have a program called Get Golf Ready, and that program is what we have here at our club too, and nationwide. We're getting those people that never picked up a golf club to get them interested in the game of golf.
I love it. Get Golf Ready is so much. It's like 5 lessons, and right. It's for those 5 lessons, it's $99.
Yeah, we charge a little less here. We charge $75, and we give them a brand new tailor-made club. On top of that, with a molded grip, with a Leadbetter molded grip there. So we're very serious about getting new golfers out here and getting them to enjoy the game, fresh air, sunshine, swing it, and maybe a potential player.
For
the Jenny K. Because as you mentioned, we go up to E-Flight. And E-Flight is about a handicap of about 23 or 24.
And why would one want to go into a position of competition where there's so much more stress?
Stress? What is that? It's what you practice for, I think. You know, I mean, you go out there and you practice, and then you want to see where you stand. And, it's stressful out there, you know. And the leader, too, Hannah Furuichi, I worked with her when she was 9 years old, and then she went on to, actually, she went to the mainland and took lessons from Jim McLean School, and she's taking lessons from someone else right now, and I think she's a sophomore in high school. And, you work hard to get to that point, and it's stressful, but it feels good when you're playing good and you're.
I like that. It feels good when you're playing good. Yes. And if you're not, don't let it bother you. Just enjoy yourself. Have a great time. That's the most important part. What I think it does is you find out what falls apart in your game under stress.
That's true.
And you can then work on that part without, you know, you don't let the other part go. You still work on, let's say, your short game needs some extra work. You still have to focus on your on the tee, the driving. So you want to go afterwards and say, okay, boy, I really need to work on that, you know, inside 50, because I'm having a real hard time chipping.
You know? Right, exactly. That's,
bump and run is not bumping and running.
Right.
So you can work on that stuff.
Exactly, yeah, right. Exactly. And what a tournament will do, it will bring out what type of person you really are.
Oh, dear.
It will bring out, you know, because it's you against the golf course, really, if you break it down. And
And the golf course isn't talking back. It's just lying there.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, and again, there might be a situation out there on the golf course where you address the ball and the ball moves and you're the only one that saw it move.
Ooh.
It's so ball at rest move is what it's under the rules of golf. And now it's up to you to call the penalty on yourself. And Bobby Jones did that back in the 30s, and he ends up losing, I think, a U.S. Open at the time or something. I mean, he was the only one that saw it. He was down in a ravine and addressed his ball, and it moved, and he called himself on it.
Yes, but he knew that if he didn't, he'd never be able to live with himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes. It's important to know. What time do you go out right away?
Yes, the first tee time is at 7 o'clock. So we've got the players teeing off. I've got six officials working with me, and we've got three on the front, three on the back, and so my rules officials are covering the golf course right now.
Excellent. Well, we've got in the lead Emma Foroichi, Malia Nam, Brittany Spann, Nicole Sakamoto, Rose Huang, Casey Musada, and that is all in the championship flight. 22 are in the championship flight. Kana Aikawa, Tracy Kashiwahabara, and Bev Kim are in the A flight. And I just want to say, Bev, you're amazing. You've been playing in the Jenny K for as long as I've been doing a Jenny K broadcast for 13 years. Every year, Bev Kim is here, and that is really amazing. I mean,
she's a real, real focused player.
She certainly is.
And she's tournament tough.
Yeah, she is. We've got Mark Fletcher standing by from Sunis, or is it Sunis? We're going to find out. A clothing line with silver inside of it. We'll be back right after this to find out about the silver. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom-and-pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back. We're at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's the 2012 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, started in 1950. The most prestigious amateur event for women in the islands, and the history of the Jenny K is fabulous. She was the wife of the mayor, and for whom the Wilson Tunnel, Jenny K Wilson, is named after. All right, we're going to talk with Mark Fletcher, and I had this conversation. Mark, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having it. It's actually called Sunice. It's just at one point in our history, we got rid of the space between sun and ice because everybody liked it graphically better, but it's Sun Ice because the brand originally became founded in technical ski wear, and today we have a much more sizable golf side to our business, actually.
Yeah, see, who would have thunk it? You know, Sun Ice. I like it. I used to ski in the Alps, and now I'm playing golf in Hawaii. Doesn't probably get much better than that, right?
Well, it's a pretty good array, and it's that's kind of been our focus at the company, is to be able to develop a lot of leading technical products for the variety of weather conditions in all the four corners of the world as it is. And
yeah,
so this silver technology is a unique one that's very interesting.
That's what I wanted to talk about. The idea of putting silver in fabric, I would never have put that together. Why?
Yeah, you know, it's surprising to a lot of people that learn about it for the first time. And it's a technology that was developed a long time ago, and really Sun Ice was founded in the technical outerwear world. And so when we decided that we were going to launch into the category of technical golf apparel in terms of the shirt category, because we've been doing golf technical outerwear for a long time and have a lot of guys on tour wearing our product by choice, you know, we decided we were going to go out and find what we felt was the most advanced technology that we could find to deliver performance that golfers were really needing. And so we aligned with a company called Ecstatic. And they have had a history of using silver, really just the natural form of silver as it comes out of the planet, which makes it, a completely natural element. And they've used it originally, going back in their history, in medical applications, because silver is a natural antibacterial combatant. And so they would wrap burn victims in bandages with this silver technology to prevent bacteria, which, of course, causes infection. And so what that means for us today they have a broad range of commercial, industrial, as well as more consumer-oriented applications for it. But for us in golf, what that meant is we could develop a golf performance fabric that would, number one, deal with this issue of neutralizing bacteria that causes odor in a lot of these technical fabrics that have become very popular today. But the other great element is that silver is one of the most conductive elements on the planet. So it takes hot spots on the garment and dissipates it faster than any other type of application that you could come across. So it's great for warm climates.
That's amazing. I had no idea that it was an antibacterial, and that you sew it in, or how is it woven
in? Yeah, so it's actually it's a protected process that Ecstatic has developed. But essentially what it is that they coat a fiber with silver and a very thin coating of silver, to the point that it's very supple to the touch. You know, if you or I were to touch it and feel it in a garment, even in the most detailed way, if you wanted to really pick at it, it's as soft as any other polyester yarn that you see in the garment. However, the reality is, if you were to take a metal detector and touch both ends of the silver yarn that you can see running through the inside of the fabric in most of the fabrics that we use, the metal detector would go off. And if you look at it under a microscope, it almost looks like a little barbed fence, because under magnification you can see the silver fiber quite well. So it's an incredible technology. And the other thing that's unique about it is that it's permanent. It's not like a lot of the technologies and performance fabrics today that is a chemical that's washed in. This is a completely natural element that we're using. And not only does it work in these warm conditions, but if it's cool, it will retain heat that your body is losing and reflect it back to your body. So from a golf point of view, you can put on less layers and swing more freely because you're wearing fewer layers and be completely comfortable. So it's a really smart technology.
It's great. So it keeps the bacteria at a minimum. I'm wondering if the silver somehow will enhance my muscles.
Yes. Well, you know, there's been a lot. I don't know about the muscles, Danielle. I can't help you on that one necessarily. But I can tell you we don't make so many claims about it. But, you know, there are a lot of people that feel that silver has therapeutic benefits.
Exactly.
Well. But that, from a golfer point of view, that's our real benefit that we're taking out of this technology is the thermal dynamic element and, of course, the anti-odor element.
That's Mark Fletcher, Sun Ice. Awesome. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks very much for having me, Danielle. Have a great day, and I hope the tournament goes well out there.
Oh, yeah. And you can always find these wonderful, great clothing. I went on the online. You can get this. Ski or golf, or for both, because you may do both. Ski and golf, sunice.com, S-U-N like sun, and I-C-E like ice, sunice.com. Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
So I was sitting in my office feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in. And I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Room Glass Tinting do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation, Pacific Room Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential, or hotels, your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Rim Glass Tinting.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, at Poipu, if you'd like to play, there's a 9 o'clock, a 10:10, and a 12:40, and the Sterling Jewelers Group is going out, which I thought was amazing since I was just talking about silver in Sun Ice, and I want that glove. It's a men's rain glove. I certainly must make it in women's. Very nice glove. We're all looking at their website to see the silver. Ann Miller, golf writer, Honolulu Star Bulletin. I just made the average. Good morning, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Oh, the Starvertiser.
It's so hard.
Easier to remember that way.
What is the name of the ad that's starring? Yeah. Okay. It's our paper, and we love our paper. And Ann Miller is our golf writer, and she's here with us. And in the studio with me, it's in the clubhouse, is Bobby Femia. She's the once again the Jenny K chair, and we're both. Ann, we're both in here looking at Sun Ice with the silver. It's awful when it goes to shopping for golf. You know, you start going right over the edge.
And there are a couple reasons, about that?
Nothing bad about that. Exactly. A couple of reasons I wanted to talk with you. Of course, you're going to be here covering the Jenny K, and you have for years. And the other thing is, you are on the board for the David E. Shee Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's got a big tournament coming up to raise money for junior golf and all the things. And I don't know all the things that David E. Shee does for junior golf, but I know it's tremendous.
Yeah, well, David probably can just put his face out there, and that's probably the biggest thing he does, because I don't know anybody that doesn't like him.
Truly. I mean, he's been our Hawaii representative in the game since the 80s.
Yeah, he's amazing guy.
he really is. So let's bring Bobby in, too. Good
sure.
morning, Bobby Simia.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'd like to thank both you and Ann for keeping up the tradition of promoting our Jenny K tournament. So thanks for coming back again.
You know, we love it here. I mean, right, Ann? I mean, how can you not want to be and spend a day here? It's fantastic. It's gorgeous. But you're the tournament chair for the second year in the row.
Yeah, not very bright.
I wasn't going to say that.
But you were thinking it.
You had a time of in the history of not too distant when there were some openings, and you're like, why isn't the Jenny K filled up like immediately? Because it used to be you didn't have to really send out invitations. It was full up. And then there was a period of time when people just weren't interested.
Well, to tell you the truth, I think everybody that runs a tournament now in the state has found out how difficult it is to get a tournament off the ground, expense-wise, and just it's very hard. And we were lucky enough to get some financial support, first from AIG. One of our members, Ron Hashimoto, was instrumental in getting us a grant from them. And then when Ron retired, our beloved Max Botticelli, who was CEO of UHA Health, they gave us a grant. And they've been sponsoring us for the last several years and making it possible for us to put on a very nice, prestigious tournament once again.
Yes.
And I think that's what has brought people back, the dedication of the ladies of our club to get a good tournament off the ground again. And we wouldn't be able to do it without the help of the UHA Health Organization. And I can get this up. Max passed away just several months ago. But before he did, he had me meet with someone from UHA Health, Linda Kalahiki, and they have promised to keep the support of the tournament. So we're very fortunate that UHA Health has stayed with us and making it possible for us to put on this kind of a tournament.
And that Max had the foresight to introduce you to the next person that would make those decisions.
He
That's
was
fantastic.
Setting up himself for retirement to enjoy life, and so he got all his ducks in a row, and we were one of them. Fortunately, he took care of that.
That's fantastic. So you've got, I know that if I were, you know, I'd need an F flight to be able to play. But I think it's wonderful that you have people who are playing in their 80s.
Yes.
And they've been
playing. And they win. So, yes, we try to keep it, you know, our ladies' club also here on Tuesdays. We have lots of ladies in the 80s, and they're very active golfers. They're good golfers, so we want to make it a wide spectrum, not just the 11-year-old, but we want everybody to have a chance.
Yeah, it's interesting. She's talking about the 11-year-old. Is a fifth grader, I think, over at St. Joseph, Annika Suimanutafa, and she's 11 and wants to be the youngest ever to win. It's wonderful being 11.
I didn't even know what golf was when I was 11. So
yeah, but
these kids are good,
and they believe.
Yes,
yeah, that's what you need to tell us. Ann Miller is. You get to play this golf course, don't you, occasionally?
Yeah, a few times a year through people like Bobby who invite me out. It's pretty nice.
What's it like when you've played all over the world, Ann? What's it like here at Midtown?
I don't know about all over the world, but what I like, I mean, easily one of the best courses here, but what I like is that it has a little of everything. It's got a hilly side, it's got a flat side, it's got difficult greens, it's got water, its location is unbelievable. As long as you can get out there on the weekends through all the beaches, you're good, you know, and it's I mean, it just, it has more variety than pretty much any course here, maybe.
I think you're right. And once you do get here off the beaches, because Lanikai and Kailua are so popular, you have completely left all of the hustle and bustle.
Yeah.
And it's like a little paradise, a little, yeah, I mean, paradise within paradise.
Yeah.
Those places exist, right?
I like to, I mean, sometimes I just bring my computer out and I write there because it's just so much easier to write than to, you know, go through all that back again into the city. It's just, your head's a bunch clearer when you're in there.
Exactly. Your head is clearer when you're in here. I couldn't agree with you more. Bobby, would you like to add anything?
Well, I'm a member here, and I can't agree more that it's, to me, it's the best course on this island, for sure. It's a little challenging for women. It's a little long, and like Anne pointed out, there's some water, there's some sand.
Yeah, and the greens
are tough, and they're tough for the tournament, I have to admit. They're pretty quick.
How are the players handling?
I was dumb enough to play this year, too, and be the chairman.
Okay, tell us what it was like yesterday.
There was a lot of three putts, so it's fast. I don't want to give too much away in case they're listening. I'm competing. But Jason has the course in absolutely gorgeous shape. The greens are a little quick, and you have to. It's an advantage to be a member because you do have, know about the break and that kind of thing. But
local knowledge.
Local knowledge definitely helps. I didn't check the flights to see actually who's in the lead as far as if they're club members or not club members. I know in my flight they're club members.
Okay, well, in A flight, Kenna Aikawa is the leader.
No.
Incha Wong is B flight leader.
She's a member.
Kyung Omura, C flight leader.
No.
Arlene Wilson, D flight winner.
She stuffed that cookie. She's one of my walking scorers at the Sony. She's a good golfer.
And BJ Salmonson is the E flight.
Oh, BJ Salmonson. Yeah, she's a member. Yeah, so we're 50-50 there.
And by Sunday, it'll probably be a little higher percentage.
Hopefully our course knowledge will help out.
I'd like to talk with you, Anne, about the junior golfers. I was looking at the names, and certainly some pop out. You know, Nicole Sakamoto, Brittany Phan.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have, it seems like right now, it's kind of like the PGA Tour, where there's no dominant junior golfer. There's
mm-hmm.
no Stephanie Kono. It seems like we've got a lot of really good players, but there's not one that stands out. Is that correct?
Well, there's a few that, I think that's true. But there's kids that are really good, but there's so many good kids that they can't dominate anymore. It's just not possible, I don't think.
There you go. I think that's kind of what happened on tour. People are looking for this the dominant, of course, Yanni Sen, who, by the way, was eliminated in match play, which is mind-boggling. I have to look that up.
Wow.
I have to change pages on my computer. But tell us, what is the state of junior golf here in Hawaii? Is it as successful as it was when we had the Michelle Wee and Stephanie Kono coming up through the ranks?
Oh, yeah. I think the depth is much, much better than it was then. It was relatively new then, and it was pretty top-heavy. They could dominate for most of the time, and then Stephanie, kind of dominated in the women's events for a while, and then then you started getting all these other kids, and when you look at the colleges that they're going to now, the level is just so much higher than it was, and not only that, but I don't know if it's true this year, but last year there was a couple college coaches at the Jenny K, which you never would have seen 5 years ago even.
I think they're coming this year, too. There's a couple coaches coming on Sunday.
Yeah, for them to make that kind of, well, they're probably here for a vacation, but I'm sure they're here for them, too.
And this, I think, is maybe the largest championship flight we had, too. 22, that's a lot for us to get into the championship flight.
Yes, it is.
And you can look at that group, and you really, you can't pick a winner because it's just too, the kids are coming up faster than I can keep up with them. That's all I know.
That's how I feel. And I'm looking at the group, and I usually could say, okay, so-and-so and so-and-so is going to be at the top of the leaderboard. But here I just can't call it. And Candy Kung is the LPGA professional who bested Yanni Sen today. Isn't that, it's match play.
Not a household name.
No, and that's good
for her.
That's the beauty of match play, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just, we need more match play, I think. It even though it plays slower on television, there's something great about seeing somebody hit, you know, have to concede, or have decide, like, you know, forget it on this hole. I've just had 8 strokes and you've only had 2. I give you the hole. And then go on.
Move on.
And then you know that it's all square.
I like match play.
We're starting over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And with David Ishii, you're working as the board member on his committee, Ann Miller, golf writer.
Yeah. And the tournament is coming up on the 14th of June. And that tournament is what basically pays for the state championship, the state high school. Well, the 2 championships, they have to pay for 2. And
so tell us how that works. Yeah, I don't think people understand that we have these state high school championships, but we don't worry. It's so the state doesn't pay for it?
Oh, no. The high schools can't afford to pay for it anymore. And that's when we had the Save Our Sports a few years ago. And so almost all the state championships are sponsored, either title sponsor or some help somewhere else, kind of like what Bobby does out of Mid-Pack, but probably on a little bit bigger scale. And so they, like for golf, they have to pay for all the green fees, because with very few exceptions, all the courses are going to charge something. It's going to be, you know, the lowest they can charge, but they have to pay the golf courses for their time. And then they usually do some kind of, you know, there's going to be some kind of food, either a meal or snacks or something for the kids, and then all the trophies and all the organization and all the rules people, although a lot of those people end up volunteering their time too. And there's just a lot of things to pay for, even, you know, probably the computer systems and everything else.
So David Ishii Foundation has a tournament, and that's how they raise the money?
Yeah, the tournament is raises almost all the money for that tournament. Well, it raises all the money for the state championships, and there's also they do some scholarships. What they when they got started, I think the Hawaii State Women's Golf already had a foundation, and they were helping some of the women and the girls go to some of the USGA events, because it's so expensive from Hawaii for them to travel. And there was nobody for the guys, so the David Ishii Foundation is actually helping some guys for that. And they also have a bunch of other scholarships just for kids that want to go to college. And then, I mean, not only is golf an expensive sport, but it's expensive to travel from Hawaii, so everything about it is kind of high, and so they're just trying to give them some aid to get them out there in the USGA events for the most part, and Junior World, I think they might help some too.
Yeah, it's the season of qualifiers. We've got the 2012 U.S. Women's Open Sectional at Wailea Country Club that's coming up. It's 36 holes, right? 18-18?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's about 27 more than I can play.
Yeah, me too. And but the field, again, you know, and I find it interesting how many Annikas we have in Hawaii.
Yeah, did you notice the 2 that were in that one?
We have an Annika in this tournament, and we have an Annika Espino who's going to be in the open sectional. It's a large field of young women.
Well,
and Nicole Sakamoto will be playing this entire weekend, and then on the 21st, she's going to go to Wailea Country Club.
That's an amazing opportunity. Because the winner of that gets to go to the U.S. Women's Open, and how many people can say that? It's pretty mind-boggling to think that we have it.
It is. I think Mary B. Porter King, thank you so much for all the hard work that you put in. So these people that you hear their names, you know, and all the things they've accomplished, behind the scenes, they work nonstop to make all of these things that they've accomplished happen. So just in case you think, well, gee, I'd like to become of that stature. Well, it takes a lot of miles.
Yeah.
A lot of work. Exactly.
And
exactly.
You could probably talk to Bobby about running a tournament. That's a whole headache in itself. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Who's the tournament chair for David Ishii Foundation?
It's Elton Tanaka.
Elton.
He's done it from the beginning, and he's such a headache. There's just so many details. I did just a little. I've done a couple little ones, and one of them I did with Lorraine Ishii, and she knew about all the little headaches, and I don't know what I would have done if she hadn't been there.
See, somebody said to me once, why don't we just put on a little golf tournament?
No. Doesn't work that way.
You're nuts. You have no idea what goes into putting on a golf tournament. It's the list is endless. Somebody should make a business of putting on golf tournaments for people who think it's, the charities that think it's going to be simple to put together.
Yeah.
There's an idea, Anne.
It's not like throwing a party.
I have 18 committee chair.
Yeah, there you go.
18 committees?
18.
Okay.
That's not counting the ones I'm doing, which I'm doing two committees besides running it. So then I have 18 more committee chairs.
All right. Okay. Rain Gibson shoots a 55. This has just been handed to me by the Mid-Pacific Country Club general manager, Tim Dietrich. Rain Gibson set a provisional world record score last Saturday, 16 under 55, at River Oaks Golf Club in Edmond, Oklahoma, according to a report in Golf Week. Gibson knocked in 12 birdies and two eagles on this 6,698-yard par 71 course.
How old is he?
26.
Oh, Lord.
I'm trying to think myself what happened. I just kind of got hot, I guess, and every putt I hit went in.
Must be.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
Isn't it? I mean, can you imagine ever playing after that? You'd never live up to your own hype.
I wonder what the record is at mid-pack. Has anybody gotten into probably low 60s somewhere?
Do we have anything close to that, Tim? Low 60s for mid-pack here? Anything? 64, Greg Myers, who won over and over again. He's on the Japan tour. Is he still on the Japan tour, Greg? Yeah, he's got a family. Gordy.
He's still playing over there, and he's in the middle of moving over to the seniors there.
He's going to move to the seniors now?
Well, he's been playing it for the last, I think he just turned 50 maybe a year or two ago, so he's playing a little bit of both, I think.
Oh, that's fantastic. I just love that. It's kind of like playing on this side. Okay, I want to play this course. I'll play it as a regular. I want to go play this course. I want to be a senior.
I think Lori Castillo shot a 66 and Jenny Kay 1 year. And then Amanda Wilson shot pretty low the year she won because she broke Lori's record for 3 days.
Yeah, I think Amanda still has the record, right?
Yeah, she might have shot a 65.
Wow.
So that's pretty close.
That was before Jason.
I was going to say the
same
thing.
That was before Jason came.
I want to know if Jason has the tee box on number 17 up close enough where those girls can go for the green, too.
17? No, I don't think they...
Okay. He tried that with the mid-pack open, and only a few people went for it. But I think, Christina Merkel went for it last year. Or, no, the last time she played, I guess it was.
Yeah, she's bold.
Yeah. And she's good.
And she's bold and she's good. Ann Miller, this has been so much fun. We got to do it more often.
Yeah, but you got to wake me up early.
We've got 20 minutes in here, and it seems like five. It's fantastic talking with you. And when are you coming out?
I'll be out probably in a couple hours.
Couple of hours.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the drive across the Pali and have a great day.
And I'll see you later too, Bobby, okay?
And I'll see you at the lunch tomorrow?
Well, if I bring my laptop.
Okay.
And then she can do her story here in the privacy and the comfort of the beautiful Mid-Pacific Country Club.
Yes,
you just have to open an office for her someplace, okay?
Tim, take care of that.
Thanks, I appreciate the time.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time, too. Yeah. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Thanks so much for being on the show.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We have everyone teeing off this morning, starting at 7 o'clock, and they'll be going off in the 10th in the first tee this morning. I've got to go over this one more time. It's kind of like Vision 54, you know, the idea that you can hit a birdie on every hole. Rain Gibson, a provisional world record is a 55. River Oaks, who is he? He's a 26-year-old Australian pro. He's 12th on the Golf Week National Pro Tour money list, according to CBS Sports. He says, I'm a pretty humble guy. And this was in USA Today. If people want to talk about the 55, I'm happy to talk about it. But it's not like I'm going to bring it up or get a tattoo on my arm. You got to love it. Gibson scored matches of 55 by Homero Blancas on a par 70 Texas course back in 1962. Gibson was playing among a threesome that included Ryan Munson and Eric Fox. And Munson told USA Today he took safeguards to ward off possible jinxes as Gibson's round began to take shape. I was starting to get superstitious. How do I keep from doing something different? Munson said he documented the round by texting his wife, his friends, and old friends of Gibson's. He hit it on the right spot on every hole to put the ball in good position. It was almost a perfect round of golf. 55, uh-huh. That's pretty amazing. All right, this is we're at the Jenny K, and we're having a great time here. The most beautiful medallions that are won by, because this is an amateur event, and it's all women amateurs are playing here in the championship flight all the way down to E flight. And it's really great to see the kids that are playing. Hana Furuichi is in the lead with Malia Nam and Brittany Fan and Nicole Sakamoto, Rose Huang, Casey Masuda, Monique Ishikawa, Sarah Hasselman, Michelle Condrey. We're hoping to have Michelle on the show before she tees off. It wasn't an easy day for the contenders yesterday. Jason Amoy is the golf course superintendent. He was over at Wailea during the Sony years, which, of course, Sony still played there. But he knows how to prepare a golf course. And he is... Some people say he's mean. I don't think that's fair. I think that he just likes to make a golf course the best it can be. Because, after all, it's you against the course, right? So he makes it the best it can be. And when he makes those greens the best they can be, why, they're going 12 on the stump, maybe up to 14, and they are slick. And a three-putt is not that uncommon, unfortunately. So that was the championship flight. There are 22. And now the championship flight, how do you get into the championship flight? Is all these young kids that are really, really, really good. And they don't put them in the A flight because that's not fair. So we have the championship flight here. Annika Espino, she is playing just like Nicole Sakamoto the entire day, yesterday, today, tomorrow, and then on Monday, she'll be at Wailea Country Club for 36 holes for the U.S. Women's Open sectional qualifying. And one of those players, it could be Margaret Min or Miki Uoka or Michelle Condrey or Marielle Galdiano or Nicole Sakamoto or Marissa Chow, Iris Ocarissa or Sierra Min or Anna De Palma, Casey Komoto, Annika Espino, Mari Chun, Rose Wang, Allison Corpus, Kimberly Kim, Alice Kim, Kelly Oride, Brittany Fan, Honsol Ku, Kimberly Tom, Hana Furuichi, Hiroko Fujiyama, or Mina Nakayama. Okay, so it could be any one of those, and they will be going to the U.S. Women's Open. One of these young ladies. You know, it's very exciting. Okay, let's change gears here. There's an organization. Russ Holden is the founder and the president of this organization. It's called Caddy for a Cure. Caddy for a Cure. And that's where you can find them on the website. Now, when they put together an event, it's kind of an event inside of an event. So you can actually maybe caddy for, Yanni Sen. Wouldn't that be something? I mean, I'm not sure. Do you really? I mean, that's a lot of responsibility. Russ Holden, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon or good morning out there in Hawaii. Aloha to Danielle and your listening audience. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I appreciate those kind words about our charity, now 10 years old, and as you mentioned, operating on the PGA Tour, Champions Tour, and LPGA Tour. It is a lot of fun.
Now, if I do sign up to, you know, and the money that I spend goes to the charity, Caddy for a Cure, and you get me to play with, let's say, Yanni Sen. I'm her caddy. That seems like a big responsibility. Is this during a professional event?
Well, it sure is. We operate on the Pro-Am day, the last day before the actual tournament venue takes off at any one of these great tournaments around the world. And you're the real deal for the whole day. And as we like to tell our people, you can get as involved or as uninvolved as you'd like to do on that day. The professional tour caddy, Yanni's normal caddy, would go right along with you and sort of escort you around the golf course. It's a little bit unnerving, as you can well imagine, when you step up to that first tee and there's 5,000 or so screaming fans up there. The first time you're out there, it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but we take you by the hand and show you where to put the bag and where not to put the bag and what to say and what not to say. Of course, the three ups of caddying are always reminded, and that is show up, keep up, and shut up. But we've been doing this now for 10 years. It's great. 100% of it, as you mentioned, goes to some really incredible charities. The impetus behind our program is a rare bone marrow disorder called Fanconi anemia, a rather small orphan disease that has a tremendous amount of links to cancer and cancer research. So we're very honored to caddy for a cure, literally, for Fanconi anemia research. And we're also associated with Birdies for the Brave, which is the PGA Tour military outreach started by Phil and Amy Mickelson back in 2005. And we get to not only have great fans and people come out and caddy, but we also are privileged to be able to put wounded warriors out on the bag as well, escorting you around. And what a load full of inspiration that is to have some of these brave men and women who have served our country so valiantly and so bravely to be able to come out there. And as we like to say, it's our feeble way of being able to say thanks. And then the host site charity gets involved at whatever venue we go to. And then the player's charity of choice also gets involved. So it's kind of win-win-win. We spread the wealth around. And more importantly, we spread the wealth of joy to a T. Most all of our caddies come back after spending a day inside the ropes with one of these great players, say that it was the greatest experience of their golf life. And most often, I'll never be able to watch a golf tournament from outside the ropes ever again.
Exactly. Now, you've really put me at rest because, A, it's the Pro-Am day, so it's not real competition, so to speak, although everything that a professional golfer does is a real competition. And, B, the other caddy, the real caddy, is going to be there to show me what to do.
Absolutely. You know, and there's some great caddies out there. You know, these days, most all of the caddies out there are far removed from the old stereotype from way back when. Most of these caddies that are out there right now are very articulate, most of them highly educated, good players in their own rights, and mm-hmm. promise you, you'd love to have dinner with most all of them, as anyone would. A wealth of information out there and a lot of fun. For example, we've got Adam Scott coming up at the AT&T National and Congressional in just a couple of months, and he's going to have Steve Williams on the bag. What a treat that's going to be, not only to watch some of that great golf from Adam and his syrupy great golf swing, but also be able to pick Steve Williams' brain as you go around there in whatever aspect or whatever category you want to. But to be able to learn and watch from these great players and how they prepare to play literally for millions of dollars the next day is, as we found, to be just over the top wonderful.
You said we have Lexi Thompson and Stacey Lewis at Portland's Safeway Classic later this year. Does that mean that right now, if I wanted to, I could sign up to be the caddy for a Cure?
Absolutely, yeah. Safeway is one of the best LPGA events out there. They're all great. They do such a great job up there in Portland. It's at Pumpkin Ridge, site of many great LPGA championships there at Safeway, as well as the former site of where Tiger Woods won one of his U.S. Amateur championships. It's really God's country up there. It's awful nice. And Lexi Thompson, from our hometown here in Coral Springs, Florida, as we know, won last year as a 16-year-old. And she actually participated with us earlier this year at the Honda Classic in the celebrity group, along with playing with Greg Norman. And she actually made four birdies in a row and kind of smoked old Greg out there, the shark, at the Honda Classic. But I got to see it up close and personal firsthand, and I will tell you that Lexi is going to be a superstar in this game for many years and decades to come. She's the real deal. And, yes, a long-winded answer to your question, you can come caddy and spend a day with Lexi Thompson or recent LPGA Tour winner Stacey Lewis.
How much does it, may I be so bold to ask, how much does it cost?
We typically will start the opportunities around $2,500, and they've gone as high as $40,000 for the great one. Jack Nicklaus participates with us on an annual basis, but, you know, we're really open to it. There's no fees or anything taken out of it. 100% of the donation is allowed by law through the IRS. We are a 501c3 with entitlement of 100% tax deduction. So what we like to say is what's the most that you can give to these charities? We're going to make sure that you have a good time on the other hand. And rather than trying to see, you know, what's the best deal you can get on it, what's the best that you can do for charity? And we're pretty negotiable. And we really have been doing a wonderful job here, as I mentioned, for 10 years. We've had almost 400 positive experiences. We've raised over $1.5 million for charity through these experiences. And I can guarantee you, that at the end of the day, you'll be able to look back and say, that was a pretty terrific experience, and probably I'd like to do it again.
Absolutely. No, it's like you said, you'll never feel like you're outside the ropes again.
Absolutely. You know, you get there in the morning. We typically will take you the day before, and we'll show you around inside the ropes. Look, we just had a couple of guys came in from Tulsa, Southern Hills, a few weeks ago to caddy for world number three, Lee Westwood. And it was the consummate caddy for a cure experience. Their philanthropic wives wanted to do something special for them that they couldn't get anywhere else in golf. And we got together and we made a marriage happen between Lee Westwood and these two fellas. And they came in and had a great time. We took them around Tuesday, introduced them to a wealth of players, showed them the equipment vans and whatnot, everything that happens behind the scenes at a tour event. And then, of course, the next day they were there on the putting green. They watched Lee warm up. They went to the chipping green. And there they went off to the first tee in front of all these people and just had the time of their lives. Obviously, Lee's a very cordial guy and understands it, participates with Caddy for a Cure on an annual basis, so he knew what was going on. And just had a terrific day. And, again, those infamous letters come in and say, wow, that was truly the greatest experience of my life, to be able to spend the whole day with the world number three player. You just can't get anything like that anywhere else. And the best part is, all for charity.
Yeah, and Ricky Fowler is available for Bethpage Black?
Yeah, young Ricky at the Barclays. How about that? Some lucky winner is going to have a chance on Long Island to tackle not only Bethpage Black during the first round of the FedEx playoffs, but, hey, it's Ricky Fowler. He's joined that day by Sergio Garcia and Padre Harrington. We've got some other great players coming up in Boston. We've got Camilo Villegas right around the corner coming up at St. Jude. And, you know, Danielle and any of the listeners who are listening out there, if you don't see your favorite player up on our schematic, on our site, as you mentioned, caddyforacure.com, and you think that this is something you'd like to do but don't see your favorite player up there, contact us. We'll do everything we can to what I affectionately call make a marriage happen. We'll find out what venue you want to come to and where. And we'll see if I can reach out to that player and see if we can arrange a caddy for a cure date that week for you. So don't hesitate. Send us an email or give us a phone call, and we'd love to make it happen.
Russ Holden is a professional player. You were on the tour not too long ago, right?
Well, I caddied for a long time. I'm actually a golf professional, 27 years now, PGA of America member, and I tried to play way back when I got out of college, and I decided I liked to eat on a regular basis, so that wasn't going to allow me to do that. So after 3 years of playing, I went into the club business, and so grateful that I did make that decision way back when, and have been able to now run Caddy for a Cure, and then meeting up with Bernhard Langer on being his coach and caddy for off and on a couple of decades. And had some great fortune to have some good experiences at the Masters and the Ryder Cup and other things. And I just knew when I got out there, a wannabe golfer myself, that, hey, it was awful cool standing next to the likes of Phil Mickelson and Ricky Fowler and Ernie Els and all the great players who are out on all the tours. And I knew that people would pay to trade places with me for a day. And then having this passion for wanting to make an impact on Fanconi anemia, 10 years ago I went to the PGA Tour and we sat down and got our 501c3 status and got their blessing to go ahead and run with this on a short leash, and the rest is history, so to speak. We've really been able to take this project to something really wonderful, and it's our full-time job now, and this is all we do, and we go out of our way to really make sure that our guests and customers and caddies-to-be have a great time.
Okay. Now, this sounds like a perfect gift, but let me ask this question. If a man wants to do this, and his wife wants to make it a present, but which would be better for him as a learning experience? Would it be for him to caddy for the LPGA, let's say Stacey Lewis or Lexi Thompson, or would it be better for him as a learning experience to caddy for Ricky Fowler?
Well, that's a great question. I have a lot of things that first come to my mind. I'll tell you that we love the LPGA Tour. The girls out there are so amicable. They're so easily approachable. They're so down to earth. And I think that the games overall, unless someone is a really good player and they're really, scratch or better, your average golfer out there would probably far better relate to a LPGA player as far as length of distances, of club selection, and things like that. But hey, all the tours out there are great. Now doing the Champions Tour, we've got Tom Lehman coming up at the U.S. Senior Open in Michigan. We've got Kenny Perry coming up for a couples, participates with us. You're going to learn from any one of these people out there, seeing the best of the best in any one of the three tours. But I'm kind of partial towards the LPGA. I absolutely love it. We have really been blessed and fortunate to be a part of the LPGA now for 3 years. And I'll tell you what, to see Lexi Thompson hit it for a whole day, I believe that Lexi Thompson is the next Tiger Woods to the game of golf, personally.
Wow.
That's my own caddy personal insight on that. But I've seen her, I've watched her, and I'm pretty high on her.
Okay. Russ Holden, it's Caddy for a Cure. So when you go online and look, remember, Caddy for a Cure, and it's C-A-D-D-Y. Okay? Thank you so much for being on the show. It's always a pleasure having you on, and I want to be a caddy.
Danielle?
Yes?
We have Malia Nam of Champion Flight.
Thank you very much. Russ Holden, thanks for being on the show. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Danielle. Always a pleasure with you, and aloha to all your listeners out there, and look forward to seeing you on the bag soon. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Aloha. This is KPUA Hilo, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, KTOH, FM1, Princeville. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? What time do you have to tee off?
8:46.
Okay, so you're okay. Are you going to be going off to the University of San Francisco soon?
Well, I'm only 12, so.
Which university do you want to go off to, or do you want to go straight into professional golf?
Well, I do want to turn professional, but I would like to go to Stanford University.
You want to go to Stanford? And the true tradition, I've now, who is your favorite player? Who do you look up to?
Like a female? Or
yes. Let's start with a female.
Maybe Paula Creamer.
Paula Creamer. Okay. And you're fifth grade at St. Joseph, right?
I'm actually getting homeschooled right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
It gets more time for me to practice golf more.
All right, let's get right to it then. How much time do you spend practicing?
5 days a week or 6 days a week.
Is 5 or 6 days a week, and how many hours a day?
Well, I get off, like, home school by 2 o'clock. I just practice all the way to 6 or 7 o'clock.
Wow. Okay. So this is, you sound like Lexi Thompson was homeschooled and mm-hmm. spent most of her free time practicing, just like what you're doing right now. Mm-hmm. Have you followed her career?
Well, she won at 16, so
yes.
I would like to do that on the LPGA Tour.
Okay, I bet you'd like to be the youngest ever to win this event.
Yeah.
I really, really applaud. I just am so thrilled to see you at 11 feeling that confident. And I don't want you to ever lose that sense of confidence. You know, there's going to be times when, you know, you're going to feel like, wow, this course has really hurt me. But as long as you always believe in yourself the way you do right now, that will take you everywhere you want to go. And I'm thrilled. Does your dad work with you?
My mom and mostly all my coaches, though.
Oh, so your mom's your...
Yeah,
your mom,
my mom's my little... Like, she's kind of like my caddy.
Your mom's your cat. Hey, moms are good caddies. There's a couple on the LPGA tour, right? I know one that is a mom caddy. So in even days when she's going to drive you crazy, at least she's always on your side. So yeah, when you practice, do you work on your short game or on your long game?
Mostly on my long game because I'm pretty good at my putting, but I do take time to practice putting. But mostly I do practice on my long game.
Okay. And do you have your distances? What are you off the tee with your driver?
About 270 at the most, yeah.
270?
Yeah.
And you are 11, right?
I'm 12.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm only laughing because in my age, you know, the fact that you're 12 and you can hit it 270, it's like, I'm just, you know, going, wow, that's amazing. But I know when you're 12, being, you know, 12 is a big difference in 11. And I want to congratulate you on the successes. I want to thank you for being so dedicated and have a great day today.
Thank you, you too.
And most important, remember, is you do have fun while you're out there, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thanks for being on the show. You're a pleasure to talk with.
Thank you.
Okay. May you hit the sweet spot every time, dear. Aloha. We've got Jason Amoy, the man who makes these greens. On the stimp meter, I can only, 12? What have you done to these lovely women?
Not quite 12.
Okay. Well, there's an e-flight here. You know, we're at the 2012 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, and it goes from championship down to the e-flight down.
Yes.
Yeah, so you have to be a little bit more gentle, don't you?
We have to be accommodating.
Yes. Well, you don't want to hurt people and scare them away. You want them to keep coming back and play at the Jenny K.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how do you prepare the course like this? For you have the mid-pack that's last month. And that's when the professional guys are, you know, and they're coming from around the world, and they're great. And then you have the Jenny K, amateur women who are also great, and some that aren't as good but have fun playing and competing.
Yes.
How do you prepare those two different events?
Excuse me, Danielle.
Oh, yes, sir.
We have Hannah Ferrucci, who's our leader.
Oh, can you hold the thought there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, I have Jason Amoy, the golf course superintendent. He's got his headset on right now. He's up here with me talking. And is there anything you'd like to say to him after the first round?
The course is actually in really good condition. But the greens are really tricky today. I mean, yesterday.
What was tricky about them?
They're really fast, and it seems like the ball wouldn't spin on the green, so you have to be really delicate around the green.
So it won't bite?
Yeah, it seems like it won't bite. It just keeps rolling.
It's just like ice, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. He's mean like that.
No, but it's a good challenge, though.
It is a good challenge. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Are you playing? I was just going through all of the contenders, and here you are in the lead at the Jenny K, and you've got the U.S. Women's Sectional coming up on Monday, another 36 holes. This must seem like, 18 a day, not that big. You've got some. It's always good to have a bigger challenge in the future when you're involved.
Right. This year I'm trying to challenge myself by playing a lot of women tournaments, so we'll see how it goes this year.
How long have you been playing?
I started playing tournaments when I was about 9 years old.
Wow. And you've been playing in Hawaii throughout. Have you had any experience on the mainland, with the greens on the mainland?
I usually travel to the mainland during the summer.
What did you find difficult about it? Was there a difficult transition? Maybe it wasn't hard for you.
To play on the mainland?
Yeah.
A lot of the people on the mainland they're a lot taller and they have a lot of strength, so they hit the drivers really far, and there's a lot of competition out there.
It's good to experience that and know that if you're going to go into a professional, I was just talking to a young lady who's 12 and she wants to become a professional golfer.
Huh.
It's important that, once you leave Hawaii, there's a big world out there and there's a lot of people who have the same dream and you're going to have to really want it.
Yeah, you have to work harder than everyone else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Make sure your short game is so strong that it compensates for maybe the lack of distance that you've got.
Right.
But I'm sure that, how long do you hit off the driver?
About 220, around 220.
And which school do you plan to go to? Which school are you going to?
For high school right now.
Yeah, you're in high school.
I go to Iolani School.
Okay, and you're going to go on to, I know your plans.
My dream or my goal would be to play women's college golf.
Where would you like to play?
I'm thinking around the West Coast, maybe California.
Maybe UCLA or Stanford?
Yeah, UCLA is on one of my lists.
UCLA is on your list?
Yes.
Okay, well, we need to surround you with UCLA. You make it yours. Right on. Excellent talking with you, Hannah.
It was nice talking to you, too.
Absolutely, and I just wish you the best success today, tomorrow, and going into the U.S. Women's Open Sectional Qualifier. Maybe we'll see you at the Women's Open. That would be fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Aloha.
Good luck.
Talking with, it's wonderful talking with the young players, Jason, and hearing what she said about you said you were being less challenging for and she said it's like glass. It won't bite. It won't hold. It just runs off. But you were going to tell us what's the difference between making it difficult for the men and the women.
Yeah, well, the men's tournament, probably throughout the course, the biggest difference is the height of the rough. The rough does play higher, but we play higher for the men's tournament. So between then and now, our biggest efforts have been to bring the rough down. So it's a little more accommodating.
Okay.
For this tournament. The greens, we can control the speeds pretty well. And so where they might play slightly firmer and faster for the men's tournament, we won't get them as fast and perhaps not as firm as the men's tournament. Her comment about the ball not biting, the ball releasing and rolling out, that's rather typical, I think, for the style of course that we have, the architecture that we have out here. It's rather lengthy. When you come into this area of the island, you get that dry, arid, wind-blown kind of feel to your surroundings, and that's how we try and keep the course. So it's a natural fit, a natural appearance to our golf course here.
So it's talking about on television, the greens are going to get faster because the wind is going to dry them out and that's basically what is here all the time, is a windblown green, but dried out green.
That's correct. A lot of times our challenge, especially for this tournament, our challenge is not so much to see how firm or how fast we can get the greens. At this point, it's more about trying to control the speed, trying to control how firm it is, because, again, we do have to keep in mind there are people in a C flight, a D flight, an E flight, and we want them to have an end to their day.
No, really? You don't want to be here at 7 o'clock watching them cut on the screen? You, or do you want to really go home, is what you're saying? That would be cruel and unusual. Johnny Eusebio is on the line with us from Mauna Kea. Johnny, have you played mid-pack?
I haven't had the chance to play it.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, well, you know.
But from what I hear, how they're playing out there and how fast the greens and everything, it seems like a pretty challenging experience for
a manual. It is, and it's, you know, the mid-pack open is played here every year in April.
Yes.
And the guys say the same thing, you know, and everybody, it was interesting, earlier in the show we were talking with Bobby Femia, who is the tournament chair, and
uh-huh.
She said, we were talking about, I think it was Christine Wilson, who has the 65, I think she has the course record for a woman, Amanda Wilson. And it's still held by Amanda, I think. And Bobby immediately said, that was before Jason Amoy came over as superintendent. And, you know, it's true, because as soon as Jason came, he got this course in tip-top shape, amazing condition.
Yeah, and you hear a lot of great things.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got to come over and you got to play in the mid-pack open. You are, I asked, because we're heard on the Big Island, and there's a great deal that you've got going on at the. There's a skins game that you just played at Mauna Kea, right?
Yes.
On Friday. Oh, that's coming up on the 25th.
Coming up on the 25th. Usually we have it at our other course, Sapuna Golf Course, on Friday. But this time we're bringing it to Mauna Kea for this one day, and it's a good opportunity for a lot of the players to come out here and challenge the course. And you know, a lot of the local pros here and a lot of the amateurs here are all participating. So it's a great way to have them experience our golf course. You know, they've been playing Hapuna all the time, so it's a great way to just have them at Mauna Kea.
Excellent. It's the Skins game at Mauna Kea Resort, Friday, May 25th. It's from 11 to 1 tee times, okay?
Uh-huh.
Scratch competition. Birdies or less will qualify as a skin. Golf professional men will play from the championship black tees. Amateur men will play from the tournament blue tees. Ladies will play from the forward white tees. Do you have any openings?
We have a few openings left, so definitely call the golf shop. It's 882-5400, and reserve any of the times that you like. Pretty much most of the times right now are just a little bit after the 11 o'clock. A lot of the later times are already booked.
Yeah, well, I would take a later time because it's cooler and it's easier to play in later day, right?
True.
Yeah, yeah. You also have the Kama'aina Appreciation Month.
Yes.
All the way to the end of the month. It's almost POW, so I wanted to get in. You can play Hapuna for 35 and Mauna Kea for 125.
Yes, it's definitely a great opportunity for Mauna Kea to have our Kama'aina come out, and it's a great chance for people who haven't played Hapuna to play it at a great rate as well. I mean, we have so many good promotions coming up this month as well as next month that for basically targeted for our Kama'aina. So it's a great way for them to come out here, check it out, and have a good summer and play golf at both our courses.
And then there's the 2012 Mauna Kea Resort and Waikoloa Village Summer Junior Golf Camp. That's juniors from June 1st to August 18th. Get in touch with the folks at Mauna Kea Resort, and the Waikoloa Village Summer Junior Golf Camp is happening. That's a whole lot of fun. There was one other thing I wanted to ask you about: Get Golf Ready.
Uh-huh.
Are you doing that at your course? And the other one is the Get Into Golf June month, where the 10 the 10-minute lessons are for free. Are you doing that?
The Get Into Golf, the June, the 10-minute lessons, yes, we are. So I believe it is on the website for that, as far as people who are interested. So it's a great way to promote golf, especially for people who haven't played the game of golf before or haven't taken any lessons. And it's a good way for them just to kind of get introduced to the game and start that out as far as a new sport to play.
Excellent. We need to take a break. Johnny Eusebio, thanks so much for being on the show. I'd like to have you on again and talk as a professional, give us some tips.
Definitely.
Excellent.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
So I was sitting in my office, feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in. And I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Room Glass Tinting do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation, Pacific Room Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential, or hotels, your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Rim Glass Tinting.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that? Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. This is the 2012 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational we're at, and we're talking with Jason Amoy. He's the golf course superintendent. We're going to wrap up the show with him, talk to him about some of his thoughts about, the golf 2.0 and all the things that people are trying to do to get people to play the game. Forward tees, maybe shorter amounts of holes, make that hole bigger. First, I want to, thank the players who were on the show this morning. Hana Furuichi, who leads right now, she shot a 73 yesterday. She's at Iolani and wants to go to UCLA. So we want to, think positive thoughts. And Malia Nam, who is in second place, and she is 12 years old. She is homeschooled, and she wants to go to Stanford. And she practices every day for 4 hours. They just amaze me. How about you, Jason?
That's pretty amazing. I've got a 5- and a 9-year-old myself.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And to just try and imagine my 9-year-old hitting balls and practicing and having, first of all, the talent and then the drive and the dedication and then the support, really. To pull all of that off, it really is monumental when you look at the whole package.
Exactly.
It's something amazing.
It is, exactly. And mom is caddy, and aunties and uncles are support mechanisms.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we know that travel and all that goes into playing golf, you have to go from island to island.
Mm-hmm.
That's not inexpensive. And there are people that are always, going, sure, I can help. This family member helps. It's nonstop.
Yeah.
It's a huge, huge wheel, and it's all revolving around the little person who is dedicated enough to spend that 4 hours a day to practice.
Yeah,
that's what. You can watch a kid play 4 hours on a computer game. Do they ever? They don't stop, right?
Yeah, they don't.
So the fact that they're outside, and that's, I don't know, the difference is interesting. That they'll spend that 4 hours on a game, but getting them outside to hit balls. a different person. It's an interesting difference. Let's talk about the golf. We kind of touched on this after the show last month, and I'm really glad to have the opportunity. Golf 2.0 and all of the other initiatives play it forward to get more and more golfers into the game, keep them into the game. I think even Jack Nicklaus suggested making the hole larger.
Larger, yeah.
So that, now I thought to myself, gee, what does this mean for a superintendent and the grounds crew to take care of all of these desires? How do you, and I need, so if I only play four holes, does that leave me in a bad spot to go backwards on the course to get home?
It could, depending on what course you're playing. Yes, I'm all for that. Anything to get children, beginners into the game. Like I said, I've got two myself, and they love to come out here and play with Dad on Friday afternoon.
That's cool.
Yeah, and we go play from the 100-yard marker or wherever there's a flat spot, and they absolutely love it. I think they love running up and down the fairways and rolling on the grass as much as they love making that putt. But, you know, whatever it takes, as long as we can do it safely, it's fun for them. If they want to play four holes and that's it, then that's fine. If we can accommodate, you know, moving the people around the course in that fashion, it's great. We only play three or four holes on a Friday afternoon, and that's enough. They had their fun, and we're going to go get a snack before dinner.
There you go. That's really what it's all about, is spending that time together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, what about the idea of making the hole bigger?
That can be accommodated, too. That would take a little more planning and effort, obviously. But
would it ruin your greens?
No, it wouldn't ruin the greens at all. I would think as a player, if you've got, you know, beginners coming through playing the big holes or small holes for the regular players, you're going to have to kind of accommodate play, but sure, it can be done.
Yeah. What do you think would be the best thing to do to get more people into the game of everything you've heard?
I think right now, shorter distances. I like the tier four.
Tier four.
I like the tier four program. Certainly, you know, everything can help. Everything to try and get the game a little easier, a little more user-friendly is going to help and keep it fun. I think moving up the tees is a great start, a great beginning to it all.
Me too, because I hadn't played for a long time, and I was on a course, I think it was Kiahuna, and I was over there, and they had the junior tees.
Uh-huh.
And I went, wow, those were really attractive. I'm serious.
Yeah.
And, you know, why should I be embarrassed about that? If I'm outdoors, I'm on the course, I'm on the full length of the course, and if I just say, hey, go ahead, I'm going to tee it up right there.
Uh-huh.
Big deal.
Big deal. I look at it from my children's perspective. They don't care. They don't care who's watching them. They don't care where it's at. They're just out there to have fun. And really, if all of us can kind of think that way and get that perspective, it will always be fun.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the other reason why I said to young Malia Nam, you know, it's so important. I mean, I know you're out there practicing and working and you're competing and you want to be the youngest player to ever win, you know, and all the things that they want, which is great, you know, but at the same time, are you still having fun? Because, you know, I wonder when I see Michelle Wee, I wonder, are you still having fun? You know, and that's so important. Keep it real. Keep it fun.
Sure.
And then we'll, the game will grow just because it is. It's fun.
As a parent, you want to see that as well out of your children. You want to see your children have fun at what they're doing.
Yeah. And you want to encourage them to try all kinds of sports. And then if they decide on golf, great. Jason Amoy, do you hear the music? They're telling us we got to go.
Back to work.
Back to work, I know. Oh, darn, me too. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. And thank you for making the golf club possible. Waipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr., bordered by the Emerald Green Mountains and the 30 acres of tropical plants, those ancient places of worship called Heiau. Waipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, sheet metal. Did you know that? I didn't. I thought there was just air conditioning, and then it became plumbing, and then it's sheet metal. You need a new roof or flashing or gutters or downspouts? You name it, Alakai Mechanical will design it and custom build it. Star Protection, for property threat risk assessment, protection for your home, your business. Concert doesn't matter. Get the STAR team on your property. STAR protection is what you need, Hawaii and California. Avance, hey, whether it's color, cut, silkening, technologies, extensions, manicure, pedicure, you'll find it at Avance. Thank you for listening to The Golf Club. You can always find us at RadioGolfClub.com. For your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.